We saw Frank on the Showcase concert this afternoon. Let's make them both welcome. Suzanne Vega, please.
Testing 1, 2, 3. It's really nice to be here. It's my first time here. And it's been a really good 3 days. This first song I'd like to do, by the way, I'm from New York City, and it's where I've lived most of my life. That's where this next song takes place. This song is called Tom's Diner. I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Thank you. This next song is called Some Journey.
You on some journey, where would we be now? If we had met on some eastbound train through some black sleeping town, would you have worn your silken robes all made of royal blue? Would I have dressed in smoke and fire for you to see through? If we had met in some darkened room where people do not stay, but shadows touch and pass right through and never see the day, would you have taken me upstairs and turned the lamplight low? Would I have shown my secret self and disappeared like the snow? I could have played your little girl, or I could have played your wife. I could have played your mistress, running danger down through your life. I could have played your lady fair, all dressed in lace like the foam from the sea. I could have been your woman of the road, as long as you did not come back home to me. But as it is, we live in the city, and everything stays in place. Instead, we meet on the open sidewalk, and it's well I know your face. Talk and talk, we tell the truth, there are no shadows here. When I look into your eyes, I wonder what might have been here. Cause if I had met you on some journey, where would we be now?
Can you all hear the guitars all right? No, not at all. Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. This next song is called Luca. And Luca was a boy that I used to see in my old neighborhood. I guess he was about 9 years old. And although I didn't know him well, and I don't even really know if this is his story, I'm sure it's somebody's story. And the song is called Luca.
Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. I only hit until you cry. And after that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Yes, I think I'm okay. I walked into the door again. Well, if you ask, that's what I'll say. And it's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. With nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. They only hit until you cry, and after that you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore. You just don't argue anymore. Thank you. This next song is called The Queen and the Soldier, and it's on my album that was just released on A&M Records called Suzanne Vega. And I apologize for not having any records in the booth here, but I think A&M is not really used to dealing with folk festivals, and I will have to set them straight on that. Can you hear the guitars? The soldier came knocking upon the queen's door. He said, I am not fighting for you anymore. And the queen knew she'd seen his face someplace before. And slowly she led him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill, and I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I am leaving tomorrow, and you can do what you will. Only first I'm asking you why. And down the long narrow hall he was led, into her room with her tapestries red. And she never once took the crown from her head. She asked him there to sit down. He said, I see you now, and you are so very young, but I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won. And I've got this intuition says it's all for your fun. And now will you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand, and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's, and he thought she would cry. But she closed herself up like a fan. And she said, I've swallowed a secret burning thread. It cuts me inside, and often I've bled. And he laid his hand then on the top of her head, and he bowed her down to the ground. Ooh. And tell me, how hungry are you? Weak you must feel, cause you are living here alone, and you are never revealed. But I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see. And the sun, it was gold, though the sky, it was gray. And she wanted more than she ever could say. But she knew how it frightened her, and she turned away and would not look at his face again. And he said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, and to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. But the crown, it had fallen, and she thought she would break. And she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And she took him to the doorstep and she asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. And out in the distance her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word. And while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred, the battle continued on.
I'd like to remind you that this is Frank Christian here on my right. This next song is called Marlena on the Wall, and was inspired by I guess I should say that a couple of years ago, I guess I got to see Marlena Dietrich on TV for the first time. And it happened something like this, where I knew that she was going to be on, so I turned on the set, and it was one of these old sets that take a while for the picture to come on, so I was looking at this blank screen and trying to figure out from what I was hearing which channel could be the right one. And as I'm drifting, you know, zooming around through the channels, I all of a sudden hear this man's voice say, "You have led many men to death with your body." I said, no, I remember thinking that this was a rather unusual comment. And so I thought I'd at least stick around and see whatever, you know, whoever he was talking to would say back. And I thought, you know, of all the things that I might say, if someone were to say this to me. And I figured, knowing myself, that I'd feel somewhat, I would feel somewhat embarrassed or apologetic. I would probably say something like, oh, I'm really sorry, and I'll try and make sure it never happens again. Or else to try and, you know, assure them that they had the wrong apartment. But in the next minute, Marlena Dietrich's face comes onto the screen. And she doesn't look embarrassed, and she doesn't look apologetic, and she doesn't even look concerned. As a matter of fact, she says, "Give me a kiss," which I thought was a really good response. And one I was probably not likely to think of. So this song is called Marlena on the Wall, where I had a picture of her till recently. Even if I am in love with you, all this to say, what's it to you? Observe the blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. Well, I walked to your house in the afternoon by the butcher shop with the sawdust spoon. Don't give away the goods too soon is what she might have told me. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the mitt she'd be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. From the
wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall. Love with you, all this to say, what's it to you? Observe the blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still alone. We skirt around the danger zone and don't talk about it later. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and why I should be leaving. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every man who's been here. But the only one here now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing, 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 changing. Marlena watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all as she records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall.
Thank you. This next song is called Gypsy. And I must say that I guess a long time ago I was the folk singing and disco dance teacher at a sleepaway camp. This did not go over well because although I could sing many people's songs, I think preferred to sing Leonard Cohen songs, and Bunk 4 was not really amused by this. And down the road there was a sleepaway camp, a boys' sleepaway camp, and there was the arts and crafts counselor who was a Dadaist painter from Liverpool who had somehow, I guess, applied to this camp and had gotten in, much to his surprise. And we became friends. And this song is from that summer. You come from far away with pictures in her eyes of coffee shops and morning streets and the blue and silent sunrise. But night is the cathedral where we recognize the sign. We strangers know each other now as part of the whole design. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, 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 you're the jester of this courtyard with a smile like a girl's, distracted by the women with the dimples and the curls, by the pretty and the mischievous, by the timid and the blessed, by the blowing skirts of ladies who promise to gather you to their breast. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, 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 you have hands of raining water and that earring in your ear. The wisdom on your face denies the number of your years, with the fingers of the potter and the laughing tail of the fool. The arranger of disorder with your strange and simple rules.
Yeah, now I've met me another spinner of strange and gauzy threads, with a long and slender body and a bump upon the head. Oh, hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, with a long and slender body and the sweetest, softest hands, and we'll blow away forever soon and go on to different lands. And please do not ever look for me, but with me you will stay. And you will hear yourself in song blowing by one day. But now hold me like a baby that will not fall asleep. Curl me up inside you and let me hear you through the heat. Oh, thank you. So we're going to do one more song. I'd like to thank the Folk Festival for having me and having us. And I'm tickled. This song is called Neighborhood Girls. It was inspired by a conversation that I overheard one day on the IRT subway in New York City. It's very difficult to ride the IRT subway and not overhear conversations, especially early in the morning, which is what happened. So what one woman said to the other became the first verse of this song. And also, please give a hand to Frank Christian on guitar next to him. Neighborhood girl, she used to hang out in front of McKinsey's bar, and we were interested in her and her clientele. We just wonder where she's gone. Oh, she's gone, yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. I think I know your neighborhood girl. She lives on my street now with eyes of ice. I've seen her in the morning when she is walking in the sun, and I always thought that she looked kind of nice. She spoke to me once at a party, I think, and I thought at the time that she had had too much to drink, because she said to me, there's a backbone gone and I've got to get it back before going on. Well, your neighborhood girl, she seems to have resigned. She was looking out at people from the back of her mind. And before she went off, she spoke to me again. She came up and said, you have the eyes of a friend, and there's a razor's edge that I have lost somewhere, and I would like it back. So if you've seen it anywhere, I've been out for a while, but I'll be back in a bit. I am just walking through the smoke, finding out if this is it. I've got this feeling that things are going gray, and I'd like to hear a straight line to help me find my way. I looked at her and I did not know what to say. She had long black hair. Must be a different neighborhood girl, cause I had blonde hair in front of McKenzie's bar, and we were interested in her and her clientele. We just wonder where she's gone. Oh, she's gone, yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Thank you.